because it has been so topical lately, the condition of the Pope.
Uh-huh.
I want to get your reactions on that and some other things related with it. But I've got to tell you, this guy is got a will to fight. I mean, he has looked at death in the eye several times now, and he keeps bouncing back. What's his motivation for staying so strong?
He knows his time's not up. I spoke to him in length for a half hour privately, only on one occasion, and through the intercession of a particular priest who helped me see him. And he told me he knows what God has planned for him, and he knows how long he has to go and what he's to do. And he knows also that he has to go through this illness, and then he is going to be cured of this illness as a sign to the church that God is in control, not mankind. And that when that happens, he said he knows he has a very short time to do some things before he has to flee the church, because they will then be so determined to kill him, they'll do anything. And but that time will come right about the same time so many of the other wars come into the Middle Europe and they invade the Vatican, and they will use that invasion as a cover to try to assassinate him. But he knows that his time's not up. I know of a particular priest who received a letter from his office recently. He's talked to him on the phone, and that they have been told that they are to go to Rome to cure the Holy Father, and it's when the Holy Father says okay now. It's sort of like when he finally says okay, I've put up with enough of it, and I know God wants me now to, come out of all of this.
Sure.
And so when that time comes, then they'll be going to Rome.
You don't see him ever stepping down, do you?
No way.
Okay.
It just won't happen.
He will either die and that will be it?
Well, he'll go into exile and he'll be declared as dead by the false hierarchy. Because, the Vatican is so thoroughly infested by the false members of the church. And he'll stay in this exile for about 8 months. 10 months, maybe.
Is this a prediction, though?
It's a prediction that's been made by a great number of mystics, including the Holy Father, told me this, that he knows he'll stay in exile for about 8 months.
Will we think he's dead?
They'll say he's dead, yeah. And this, the reason why the predictions were made is so that people will not accept the successor that's been appointed, because the successor will be appointed against rulings that have already been mandated on how the next election is to be done. The Holy Father, during his reign, has made several restrictions on how his successor must be elected. Now, that law those things have to be obeyed until another pope is elected.
Sure.
Then he can make whatever rule he wants.
He can change it.
Yeah. So, but they're going to go against that and appoint someone illegally. And
they'll say that this pope is incapacitated or something like that?
No. They'll say John Paul II is dead, and his body has been so badly mutilated, we're not going to have an open coffin. And so-and-so has now been has been elected, and they're going to say, for what I understand, the conditions will be similar to this, that it will be so difficult to get all of the different bishops and cardinals to Rome to do the election that they'll say, we're going to do it by fax. You send in your vote.
My.
And that we're going to, do it that way.
Even the Vatican takes advantage of technology.
Yeah.
Now, huh?
And so that they're going to actually come up with this forged and false election.
Well, if this happens, what have they done with the current pope then? Have they?
Well, he's gone.
He'll put him away somewhere?
He'll be hiding.
Hiding on his own, or have they captured him?
No, he's going to be hiding on his own. There's several groups already prepared to receive him and take him into exile.
Is this for his own safety?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And they'll take him up into Northern Europe, and then from there, he will actually be started. From once he gets into Northern Europe, he will actually be, from that point, bilocating to all the different established religious communities around the world.
Will he then become public again?
Well, with his bilocating like that, he will make himself known so that the the faithful will know he's still alive because he's been appearing to us, and he's been staying with us for weeks at a time, and then leaving and bilocating to another community and another community.
Words will start leaking out, I guess, that he's around.
That's right. And this is the way, God is giving...
This is a strange prophecy, Father.
Well, it's over 200 years old, except for a lot of the details. And this is... all the other prophets that I know of are all saying the very same thing. The last I've spoken to different ones, which has been about 10 years since we've all gotten together. But we agree that this is what is supposed to happen.
The Pope then, who would have been named Pope, obviously he knew about this, or was he tricked? Did he think the Pope actually died as well, or is he part of this scheme? He's part of the scheme.
He's part of it. He will be what Scripture is calling the false prophet. Or the anti-prophet.
The anti-Christ?
No, the anti-prophet.
Anti-prophet.
Uh-huh. And so and then after some time goes by, then John Paul II, with the apostles of the end time, will return to the Vatican to denounce the false pope.
That's almost like a coup.
Yeah. But at that time also, the Vatican will cease to ever be the seat of the church.
Now, what if the casket... of the so-called dead pope is open, and they let people freely see this body.
They won't.
So they won't. But if they do, does that throw this whole prophecy out the window?
Well, it's very much like when they didn't have an open coffin for Pope Paul VI,
right?
Because of the body that was in there was a false pope, and it was the false pope who had been placed on the seat of Peter when they killed Pope Paul.
I think if I remember, and I was just a little boy, when Pope Pius the 12th who died, they had him in like a glass enclosure or something, didn't they?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It was a long time ago. Okay, well, we're going to have to watch this unfold. I would assume this could happen sooner than later.
Well, his exile starts right about the same time our country is going to be invaded, because his exile will last almost the very same length of time.